Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Sportscast, October 10th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, and also follow us on X at the Sportscast, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. We got a new duo, Jackson Dart and Cam Scatterboo, forming up. But first, we got to introduce our guest. We got Ray Sherrod and Brett Blair. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, man. Awesome to be here on the Sportscast. Also to talk with big boy Brett. Man, I had an awesome time with him on the last show.
Brett Blair, what's going on? I know the Cowboys are doing good. The Jets are bad, but how was your week?
It's been all right. You know, the Cowboys surprised me. They could actually stop somebody on defense last week, so we actually got a big win. But I'm happy to be here, man. Anytime I can spend a little time talking sports with you and Ray, I'm always available. So I loved last night, man. Scatterboo beast mode, just the later in the game it gets, the
super
harder it runs, the more he wears down, man.
Super future stars, Dart and Scatterboo, future stars, man.
The game was not too big for him last night. Let's just put it that way. Like, Jackson Dart came out. Any thoughts that the game might be too big stepping in on Monday night in New York? The kid's going to be the toast of the town, man. He came out and impressed me. He really, really was impressive last night. And obviously, Scatterboo is just a little monster, just a little Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that compared him to Mike Alstott?
Oh, wow. He does look like a Mike Alstott, dude. I mean, dude, he looks like a little troll on the field, man. Those big arms and how he's just running through those guys, man. Amazing. And
I never saw Mike Alstott do a round off into a backflip though after the touchdown. So I got to say, Scatterboo's a whole different animal. I do agree. He runs hard, but he's got speed. He got around the end, but you know, multiple times. Yeah. And then a couple friends and I were watching and we said, wait a second, they didn't show the end of that. I think that cat did a flip and they finally came back to it. And That Scatterboo,
when they were dancing, when he was dancing with Dart, I mean, you got to also give it up to Dart. Dart was running too, man. And I mean, he didn't care. He was just crashing into him. He even got hurt, had to go to the blue tent, came back out and played. This kid's got heart. Yeah, there you go. These guys right here, New York, these are your boys right here. These the boys right here.
That's think about them with Malik Nabers now.
Whoa, man.
Burns on defense, man. That front four, I hate the Giants as much as I hate Philly and everybody else in my division and the NFL with the Cowboys, but Burns, Thibodeau, obviously you got Leonard as the anchor there. That front four is what won them the game on that defense. What Philly's doing, I love their shambles, right? The Phillies got knocked out. They lost, you know. I'm seeing the Red Wings, I believe, even lost. Like, so I love it.
They just outran them. Total 172 rushing yards for New York and only 73. When Barkley can't even get over 60 yards rushing, there's a problem, man. There's a problem.
There's team stats, total yards 339 to New York 366. Brett, what's going on with the Eagles? They lost two straight. Are they in trouble? Is it time to wave that red flag?
I mean, when you have more players ranked in the top 100 than any other team in the NFL that's playing, obviously there's some discord, there's some discontent. Does this mean they can't just pull it around and turn it around with the talent they have? But even though I will say, look, Hurts did look good, pretty good last time. Obviously, the pick six he threw at the end, he telegraphed that pass the entire way. Literally, never looked him off.
Almost a pick six. Almost a pick six.
Oh, yeah, you're correct. Yeah, I said correct. Almost. So, yeah. But that almost. Was – other than that, he had a solid game. But they cannot put it together. So, you know, I have a couple friends that are big Philly fans, and they say, well, you know, the whole team never played together. That team did not play one snap together in the preseason together. None of it. So they're using those first three games or four games of the new of the year to actually, as a preseason, get people back into. And I can understand how that might have been a situation for them to lose early, but they won four in a row. I mean, we almost did beat them week one. You know, they did their, I believe all of their wins are by one score or less.
Yeah, so they had like they're not
impressing anybody.
There was a pass that Devontae Smith missed that he could have caught. They wasn't on the same. Devontae, he did get 49 yards receiving, but there was a couple of passes that Devontae, they just wasn't connecting. I thought AJ Brown, man, he caught one pass. Like, how did he catch that pass between the guys? But AJ, you know, he was doing his thing. He just couldn't get into the end zone. But AJ Dillon, come on, man.
Yeah.
You can't be – come on, bro. You don't play that much. You can't be fumbling the ball like that, man. When they got – yeah, look at him, man. Poor AJ. Poor Devontae. I don't know what's up with these guys fumbling the ball on the goal line, man. I really don't. Or in the red zone. Got to hold on to that ball.
Jalen missed the pass too. Like, I don't know if that's what you're talking about. It's 2 weeks in a row, a wide open deep ball that would have been a game changer, would have been a complete game changer. And he overthrows him by 10 yards. I know that last week they said that AJ Brown stopped on the route, you know, blah, blah, blah. But this was another case. No, that was a touchdown. That changes the entire complexion of the game, along with throwing an interception on your, you know, pretty much the 1 yard line.
I didn't understand in the beginning of the game. You had Barkley ran the longest run, 18 yards. He ran, and then he ran another one. I was like, oh, they're getting ready to run the ball. And then they sat him out, and the momentum was gone. And they ended up, they had to kick a field goal. And I was like, why didn't they just keep it going? You got the, I know you got to let your running back take a break, but I think that's what, when they did that, because he was jamming, and then all of a sudden, it just went weird. And then when Dart and them took over, you just saw the team that just like, oh my God, they're just killing it. They're killing it. The defense is killing it. The offense is killing it. This kid, his name, man, he was throwing darts.
He was running. Saquon Barkley, no runs of over 20 yards last year. He led the league last year in rushes of over 20 yards or more. Does not have 1 yard. That was the 18 and 19 yard runs that he had last night were the longest that he's had of the year. Two, four tush pushes in a row. All right, like when everybody and my friends who were all watching the game together was going crazy. Four pushes in a row.
I was like, run it to the outside. Barkley, run it to the outside. What is this? Tush push.
I like that. Fake it up when they pitched it out to him the week before.
Yeah.
But that was a very odd game. The nationally televised, the games that have been played Saturday nights, Thursday nights, and Monday nights, I don't know how, but they've all turned out to be incredible, incredible games. Whether it was with New England beating Buffalo, whether it was the Kansas City, like Baltimore, we had the week before, whether it was Dallas, Philly week one, like every game, even when you're like, all day I was thinking about how Philly lost last week and they're going to just take it out on the Giants. They're just going to take this ass whooping out on the Giants.
And the Giants were
having none of it.
I was saying, I did not have, I'll be honest, Ray picked the Eagles. I'd pick the Eagles.
It's
a bad pick. I mean, if you're going straight.
I mean, I thought they were going to get after the butt whipping that they got. I thought, oh, man, they're about to take them. They were going to take their revenge on the Giants. But no, man.
Not on the rookies. Nope. Well, there you have it. Thursday night football, good game. We'll talk about what happened last weekend. Shorthanded 49ers stop Rams on downs in overtime, preserving it 26-23 with Mr. Mac Jones, who passed for 342 yards and two touchdowns.
On one leg.
Link injury. Ray, what's going on with the Niners?
Heart. We're
talking about the Mac Jones thing, but that's going on with the Niners.
Heart. Okay, guys, don't forget Bourne and Mac Jones used to play together. People forget that. And Bourne, good, thank God for Bourne. He had a great game. Great game. And I was like, when Mac Jones got hurt, I was like, oh no, this is it. This is it. But nah, man, and they were getting this kid ready to come in, but nope. Mac Jones came into the game and he played, man. 142 yards. Thank you, Bourne. And then you also, you know, CMC always going to come and do his thing. And Tongues, you know, he got a touchdown. Look, and let me tell you,
Tongues are tongues.
This ain't even the starting lineup. It's not the starting lineup. Just wait when the boys come back.
Where's Brandon Ayuk?
And we get Janet. It's okay. They're on the bench watching our team win. They need to get day to day. They need to just get better, rest up. But when we get our boys back in, it's going to be a whole nother thing, a whole nother thing. But the turf toe is no joke, and I don't know what's going on with Purdy and that turf toe. But you know what? Hey, we're winning with Matt Jones. Look, a win is a win. I don't care. We're getting lucky, so I'm happy. I'm happy. And yes, if you guys remember, I said my Niners are going to win. Remember?
Yeah. Even after all that offloading in the offseason, Brett,
next man up.
Do you go with a quarterback that's hot like Mac Jones, or you bring back that $52 million quarterback, Brock Purdy, with the 80% toe?
Yeah, I was actually going to pose that exact question to you guys. It's Purdy's team. And Mac Jones
You don't pay somebody $52 million and sit on the sideline.
Remember, they took Trey Lance at the number one, and then Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant as the last.
Mac Jones was Kyle Shanahan's first choice, right, Ray?
Yeah.
But when San Fran gets they have no starting wide receivers from their top three, literally. I can't think of a team that, okay, Brandon Ayuk. Oh, that's right. Juwan Jennings. Oh, yeah, that's right. Ricky Pearsall. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kittle.
So this, oh, and yeah, Kittle at tight end. Well, he's coming back in a few weeks. Like, they have a lot of teams are decimated by injuries, so we can't just give them a pass. But there's no other team that this many offensive weapons, because you know with Baltimore, it's their defense that's decimated with all that. But you know they are, when they get their top three receivers back, I don't know how Ayuk's gonna look, just because he's been out for a longer period of time. But Pearsall is a young beast. You know, Juwan Jennings just shows up, but it's Purdy's team. I'm plain and simple. Great to have you, Matt. Thanks for helping us out while our starter was hurt.
Did your job. Let's
bring back Purdy, and he's the one that's going to be able to bring us through the playoffs, possibly lift us to the NFC Championship and the Lombardi.
Mac Jones is really works well with that Kyle Shanahan offensive system, right, Ray?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're winning. That's what at the end of the day, I don't care how bad it looked. I don't care if he's hopping. I don't care if he's tiptoeing. Win the game, next man up, just win. And that's what we need to do. We'll win. That's why we're on top of our division. You know, Seahawks look great. You know, we got to keep playing, because we got the Seahawks. We still got guys behind us. I think the Cardinals are done for. But Seahawks and Rams, we still got to play our game. Got to play our game.
Let's go to the Cowboys. Jerry Jones, second middle finger, got fined, but they beat the Jets 37-22. Dak Prescott, four touchdown passes, 290 yard scoring drives. Hey, Brett, can anyone just beat the Jets, or this was a legitimate game?
I mean, yes, and both of those are valid. Pretty much, almost anybody in the NFL can beat the Jets. I'm happy we stopped any offense at all a few times, and actually caused some punts with how horrible Dallas's defense is. They can't stop anybody. The Jets have some pieces like Fields, like, you know, they have Garrett, you know, they have, you know, some pieces there, but it's really a listen, Dak. That's the only chance.
Healthy Dak, too.
I mean, and I was touting, it's funny, I was speaking with one of my friends earlier today, and I was talking about, you know, they were saying Baker Mayfield. I was like, no, Dak Prescott has, you know, same amount of touchdown passes, is having a better year. And then I was reminded that Goff leads league in touchdown passes with 12. So we only go as far as Dak takes us this year. So, you know, and I got, good, bad, indifferent. I don't understand how we play two of the best teams in the NFC in Green Bay and Philadelphia toe-to-toe.
Oh, tie with Green Bay.
Stuck it out with them the whole game. And then we go to Chicago and we make Caleb Williams look like a Pro Bowler. Like Caleb looked like he was going to be running for the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? With how good he looked against us.
Amen.
And that's the thing about Dallas is I do not like the scheme they've been running. It's getting a little better. Obviously, the new defense coordinator, you know, the Bears head, former coach. So I'm without something happening on defense, without maybe us getting healthy with, you know, Trayvon Diggs, with Bland, and, you know, our corners and things like that. It's going to be a long year, but like I said, take the over in every game.
He said the quiet part out loud, Ray.
Yeah, I know. Can we give a special shout out to one of my favorite running backs on my fantasy team, and that's Javonte Williams. When you run a 66 long rush, come on, man, 66 yards, come on, man. You got
to
give
it. I told you he's going to have 1,300 yards rushing this year and 14 to 16 touchdowns. That's he's going to put it in the end zone every game.
And who is this Ryan, the receiver that they got? Where did he come from? Holy smoke. 114 yards. I mean,
Ryan Flournoy.
Yeah, like what in the world?
That's,
man,
what Cowboys do. They pull rabbits out of the hats.
Not lately, but hopefully we can start some magic again.
And don't stick middle fingers in Meadowland Field.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's kind of
he was waving.
Yeah, he loves to pay $10 million a year for every player because he max contracts. He never signs a player when he should. He always holds it out and costs the team. Seriously, tens of millions of dollars every year. So why not throw away another $250,000 just by flipping
off? Quarter of a million dollars.
Come on, what do you do to New Yorkers?
Dude, I ain't no way I'm going to do a quarter of $1 million with the finger, man. Good Lord. Oh, my God.
Well, there you have it. Cowboys are happy. The Niner fans are happy. Miami and the Dolphins not so happy, but we'll see what happens this weekend because we're going to predict NFL Week 6. I know Brett did some studying all night, so we'll see what they say. Ray, too. Ray does his homework. We're going to go into the game in London. You guys are get up nice Sunday morning games. The Broncos visit the Jets 0-5. Brett, will the Jets have their first win in London? Or Bo Nix prevail in the UK?
No, Bo Nix. The Broncos are going to look better and better. They're a very, very young team. Like, again, it's a young quarterback, good young receiver, running backs. They have everything they need. That will be a Broncos win.
Ray Sherrod, who do you have hope for here?
Dude, that Broncos defense is going to be too much for Jay Fields, man. That defense is something else. And I love Bo Nix. That's my guy. I love me some Bo Nix. So I'm going with the Broncos.
Jaguars had an amazing win against the Chiefs. Sam Darnold is the real deal because he's playing in Seattle, not Minnesota. Ray, who do you have in this matchup in a very objective way?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm saying this because I'm a Niner fan, but I'm going to have to go with the Seahawks, man, because your boy Sammy playing pretty good, man. He's playing great. And he's got some good receivers. I like the Seahawks. The Jaguars, man, they got lucky, man. That was some sloppy football that last game they won. So, but I'm going with the Seahawks.
Brett, do the Jaguars have luck to beat the Seahawks this time?
Well, actually, I mean, the Seahawks are another team in the front four that can put pressure on the quarterback without having to blitz anybody. They're another great team in that NFC West. But I'm going to run Jags. I'm going to go with that youth. Trevor Lawrence impressed me a little bit. He had some lucky throws. He had some things. But he's bringing the game together. Travis Etienne's running the ball well. You know, they got a couple of really good receivers there. And Brian Robinson, and on the other side. So I'll go Jags.
There you have it. I don't have the banner for this. I have to get this going. Let's go with the Patriots. No, the Browns at the Steelers, Ray. Rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel making his second start. He has no Joe Flacco behind him. Who do you have? Steelers are top of the AFC North. Who do you have in Pittsburgh?
Steelers. I'm going with the Steelers, man. I'm sorry. The Brown, man. They looking at Baker Mayfield, man, and they got, like, Watson. They just – I don't know, man. Something wrong with that organization, man. But I got to go with the Steelers. Going with the Steelers.
Brett, who do you have in Pittsburgh? Browns at Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, 42 years old.
I agree. I'll take the Steelers.
There you go. All right. Patriots. I think they're the real deal with Mike Vrabel. They're going to New Orleans. They're one of the worst teams in New Orleans. Brett, is it another Drake May win, go up four wins, or Saints will have their for two win, which they beat the Giants last week?
Patriots are a solid, solid team. You know, especially with that 1-2 duo and running back with Rhamondre Stevenson. So I'll go Patriots.
Ray.
I'm going with the Patriots, man. I am liking what I'm seeing with Rattler. He's getting a little bit better, and that's great. They won a game, but Patriots, man, their defense and their offense, man, is just awesome right now.
Tennessee had their first win a week ago. They're going up against the Raiders, both 1-4. Who's going to have their second win, Ray?
Oh, man. You know what? I just – something about something about young Cam. I think he's still trying to learn the game. I think he's still trying to get better. Man, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I got the Raiders – to take out the Titans. I think this is a little sneaky win for the Raiders.
Brett, Raiders, Titans at Las Vegas. Who do you have in this matchup?
Yeah, definitely not the game of the week, right? Yeah, this is definitely the one that
it's not a mighty talk board. Shifted
anyone in any game. But I'll agree with Ray, as much as it pains me to say it, I'll take Genty, a young beast mode running back in the Raiders for the win at home.
Your Niners is going to Tampa against Baker Mayfield. I think Niners have not won there in a while. Ray, what's going to happen there? Is Brock Purdy going to play, or is it going to be Mac Jones?
Nah, man. I think that turf toe is still – like when you have, what, third or whatever degree turf toe, that is very painful, very sensitive. I think we get some more Mac Jones. But you know what? I love my Niners, but I'm also a realist. Wow. I got to keep it real for the folks out there. I'm sorry, but the Buccaneers, this is where I think the 49ers' luck is going to run out because Baker Mayfield is playing crazy. They don't have Godwin, but they do have Mika, whatever.
Buka.
This guy's a real deal.
That's the offensive rookie right there. It'll be the offensive rookie, Buka. Evans comes back to dangerous. You know, obviously Godwin is coming off a bigger injury and then played and then he's questionable again. I think the Bucs are going to win, but just because Ray went against his own team, I'm going to go Niners. Just because he went against his own team, I'm going his team. I like that. I'm taking the Niners.
And is Baker Mayfield MVP candidate or this is overhyped?
Bro.
Yeah.
He should be. He's winning games. He's throwing multiple touchdowns. He's man, he looks good, you know. And I love my Niners, but I got to be real, man. The Bucs look a lot better, a lot better. They got injuries, but not like we got injuries.
There you have it. Well, Brett probably agrees with Baker as MVP. Joe Flacco is going to face the Packers in 3 weeks. He's back. Yeah, got traded to Cincinnati. He's going up against Green Bay, which Brett says they're not that good as you think because we tied them. Brett, who do you have? Bengals versus Green Bay. Will Flacco go 2-0 in the Packers this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Flacco, he knows the system. Actually, I kind of read into that he already looks good working with those receivers, but he's coming to you. You do not build that type of continuity in 3 days. I don't care how ancient he is. It's either going to be the Joe Flacco that won a Super Bowl with Baltimore Ravens, or it's going to be the Joe Flacco with the Jets. And the You don't know what you're going to get, but from a fantasy standpoint, having Jamar Chase, like, I'm a lot happier about having Flacco to swing the ball around. But the Packers are just bring too much to the table. Jordan Love's playing great ball. Obviously, now they got Micah. It kills me again. But That team's going to just continue to get better and better. The Lions again and the Packers, those teams are going to battle it out like really, really for the NFC North this year. Really.
Brett, Bengals don't have an O-line still. Even with Flacco, he'll be running around a little bit more. Who do you got?
Man, let me tell you something. That Bengals O-line is like Swiss cheese. There's so many holes. I feel sorry for that 40-something-year-old man because he's going to get sacked a bunch of times. I got the Packers, man. Packers are going to cremate the Bengals.
Ooh, Daniel Jones is going up against the Cardinals, who last week Coach Gannon got fined because he hit his player dropping the ball before he got the touchdown. Ray, what's your take on that, and who's going to win this game?
Well, first of all, I don't even think Cardinals are going to have Murray. I think you're going to see Jacoby Brissett. But you heard it here, folks. I don't think your boy Murray ain't playing. He's got a bad ankle, and he's been limited in practice. So I think they're going to go with Jacoby Brissett. I've got the Colts. Woo, Jonathan and the boys are coming, and they're going to destroy the Cardinals.
Daniel Jones, MVP, Brett?
Not MVP. Danny Dimes, right? That's the new name that they love giving him.
D-Dimes. Dimes.
But what Ray said is all that matters. Jonathan Taylor might be the best playing, being the best running back in the NFL this year. When you have something like that, Daniel Jones can actually, you know, Pittman, and they have the receivers there. But Jonathan Taylor is probably the most complete running back in the NFL right now.
Justin Herbert versus Tua Tagovailoa, classic. They got drafted in the same year. Brett, who do you have in this matchup? Will this be McDaniel's number two win? And the Chargers lost big time last week. Who do you have?
Yeah, Dolphins are horrible. Like the Jets and the Dolphins, like those two teams are. Chargers, two losses in a row. Their defense was not flying around the field. Usually that's the hallmark of a Jim Harbaugh, you know, defense team flying around the field. They looked horrible last week. But I'm going to go with the Chargers over the Dolphins.
That dog disagrees or agrees with you? Anyways, Ray, Chargers at the Dolphins. Who do you have, West Coast versus East Coast?
Dude, you know I got – come on, man. I'm on the West side. I got to go with the West Coast. So I'm going with the Chargers, man, because, man, Dolphins, man, I don't know, man. They don't got no Hill and Waddle. I mean, Waddle's great, but I don't know,
not
man.
All that great.
I just – he's not all that great. Exactly. Chargers.
Let's go with Ray on this one. Cowboys at Panthers. This is actually a test game for the Cowboys, how good they are. Will they get the win in Carolina? Cowboys are 2-2-1 at the Panthers, 2-3. Ray, who do you have? Bryce Young versus Dak.
Cowboys are going to be 3-2-1. Coming up, man. I got the Cowboys, man. I love me some. Look, Dak.
Some Chubba Hubbard?
If he plays. I know he's kind of limited. I know he's kind of gimpy. But come on, man. They got Javonte Williams. They got Javonte Williams.
He
man.
Likes Javonte Williams, Brett.
I love.
I know.
He's killing it in my fantasy league. I got Javonte Williams in three of my leagues. And guess what? I'm on top of those three leagues because of Javonte Williams.
So, I've been in a few leagues as well. I wish I would have got him in our league, Santiago. But this will be a coming out party. They impressed me a little bit with what they did last week against the Jets. I think they build on it. It's all about the defense. If the scheme continues to improve, if the players continue to buy into the defensive winner's concept, and the concept is valid, and then they have talent. They have talent even with losing Michael. We still have a solid defensive line. Like Murray and my Luafau out of Notre Dame. Dude, these guys can ball. We got Diggs. We got Donovan Wilson. We got Bland. We have all these pieces, but our defense runs around looking like a monkey freaking a football. Like it's ridiculous. So if the defense can pull it together, if they continue to improve, the Cowboys will be dangerous. Get CeeDee Lamb back. Obviously, Pickens, you have two number one receivers. You got Ferguson, who I know you like underneath his security blanket.
Ferguson.
And Javonte Williams.
Javonte
left, Javonte to the right, Javonte all day long.
I love the strategy here, the X's and O's with Brett. The game of the week, Lions 4-1 at the Chiefs. Chiefs got off a bad, unlucky, according to Ray, against the Jaguars. Is this the revenge game? Is this a coming out party, like Brett says, Ray? Lions at the Chiefs. What do you got?
Detroit, man. I love me some Gil. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know you love your Chiefs, but I'm sorry. And I know you've always told me Santiago never go up against the Chiefs. But guess what? I'm sorry. I'm going with the Lions because, man, I love me some Gibbs and David Montgomery. I love me some Laporta. I love me some Brown, St. Brown. Dude, the Lions, man. The Lions. And something, I don't know, the Chiefs. I don't know. Until they get Rice back in a couple of weeks, folks. Rice is coming back. You know, they get Rice. Worthy didn't look that great the last game.
100% Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, when Worthy's 100% and you get Rice back, then I'll start, you know, I'll jump back on the Chiefs. But nah, man, I got the Lions. Lions.
As Ray says, I got the Chiefs. Brett, you had the tiebreaker. Lions at Chiefs. Lions are good. You like that coach for the Lions. I know.
Well, I mean, like the Lions actually might be the best team in the NFL right now. When you're talking about a complete team, obviously a dynamic running back duo, Montgomery and Jamar Gibbs. Amon St. Brown is one of the top five best receivers in the NFL. Like you said, Laporta, but the defense, Aiden Hutchinson, they are the most complete.
A healthy Aiden Hutchinson.
In the NFL right now. And like, you know, you mentioned injuries are the great stabilizer. Injuries and in, you know, in this league are the great, you know, things of parity. And that's why we have so many great games and so much parity in the league. I'm going Lions. I'd love to see, obviously, you know how I feel about Mahomes. I want him to blow up and have a big game with Kelsey, but I don't see anybody these days beating the Lions. I don't care.
I see Hunt running with the ball and Hutchinson just taking a fist and just going pow, knocking that ball out. That's what I see.
Who's more in trouble, the Ravens or the Chiefs?
Ravens. The Ravens.
Ravens are done.
Ravens are done.
They're done when they get Lamar. You can't have, like we talked about, Philly be having more number one or more players in the top 100 in the NFL. They were the second. They were right behind them with their – but injuries have destroyed that team to where they are not even recognizable to what we thought the Ravens were going to be coming into this year. This was wild year again. Lamar's finally this, finally that. No, it's not. It's just another year that Lamar did not get them where they needed to be. And I love him playing like he's a video game player. Like he's never taken them, you know, anywhere.
Santiago, if somebody would have told,
it's tough to go to AFC championships when you got to deal with those two dudes every year, and then Joe Burrow. But come on, man,
it clears the way for Josh Allen. Is that what you guys are trying to say?
Santiago, if you told me that the Browns would be tied right now 1-4 with the Baltimore Ravens, I would have said, "Are you?
I'm giving you 10-1 odds, 100 bucks. I guarantee that will not happen, and I'd be out money today. I would be out."
Yeah, I would.
Well, we'll see what happens. We got a comment from Jeff Blair. Big boy Brett is a Dallas fan, and I am not. I want to give a big thanks to you, Jerry Jones, on his $50 million annual donation to the Turnaround Organization. What are you saying on that, Brad?
Pops. What's up, Pops? How are you doing? That's my father chiming in.
Right? Jerry Jones was waving, man. There's no way he was giving somebody that middle finger. I think he was waving.
Time. Like, hey, you know, how you doing?
You know, when you get that age, you get arthritis in your hands. You know, it's arthritis. You know?
88-year-old Jerry Jones. Well, there you have it. Week 6, exciting games. A lot of say in week 5. Week 6, we'll have more clarity. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of clear teams that are doing well. Who's the starting quarterback? I'm not sure if there's a quarterback competition in some teams. We'll find out a little bit more. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Joe Montana?
Ray Sherrod / Ray 3473. I stream on Twitch and I play video games. You guys see, man, I'm over 50, but I'm still a kid at heart playing video games. But yeah, that's what you can reach me at on Twitch and Threads.
Brett had his Atari days What's the best way to reach you?
Atari 2600. And that's Tommy. It will buy me that Atari 2600 that I remember when I was like 10 years old back in the year, back in 1980. So that's pretty cool that you brought that up. I'm past smoke signals and the.
You started on the Twitter registration form, so.
But you can reach me on X now at Big Boy Brent.
Yeah.
Brent, he submitted it through the mail, so he got approved.
It was the telegraph. I had to get the telegraph lines hooked up. I was doing smoke signals before then, so I'm
getting there.
I'm gonna go follow.
There you have it. You can look at us up at thesportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast One on X and Facebook and Instagram and Threads, a new one. So reach us out there. We'll be live tweeting throughout the game. A few good college football games going on. And of course, NFL London and then NFL weekend. Guys, always a pleasure. Always a good laugh. We had to have a history episode. I really do. All right. Too Tall Jones. This is yours.